You are indeed on RTR FM, back on the record with Pam Boland this Thursday, and we're getting through to the end of the week, but next week, at the start of the week, there's something happening at the Supreme Court Gardens. This Monday, the April 17th, the Supreme Court Gardens in Perth City will see the next mass action of Extinction Rebellion WA, or XRWA. Extinction Rebellion WA describe themselves as a global movement with a core strategy of mass disruption in city centres through non-violent and civil disobedience. The Perth Stops for Climate rally is coming this Monday, and it's hoping to stop business as usual and demand action for the climate. To hear more about this action and XRWA's demands, we're joined on the record this morning by James Rutherford and Kelly Bowden-Hawes from Extinction Rebellion. Good morning, James.
Hello, hello.
And good morning, Kelly. How are you going? Are we both well this morning? Yeah? Gorgeous. So, James, we'll start off with you. What kind of role do you take in XRWA, if just for people to, you know, get a little handle on where you're sitting in XRWA's sort of space?
Yeah. So, I guess, firstly, I'd like to also respectfully acknowledge the past and present traditional owners of this land on which we are meeting, the Noongar people. It is a privilege to be having this interview on Noongar country. I'd like to say that my role has been a bit of a strategist. We've been planning this action for, I think, about a year now, and it's been a bit of a strategy planning bonanza all throughout, trying to get people on board and get people signed up, and doing lots of outreach on the streets and, you know, various things like that.
Gorgeous. Yeah, beautiful. And Kelly, what kind of role do you sort of take up or take over at XRWA?
Right, yeah. So the way XR works is, like, actually quite decentralised. So everybody sort of has their own little sections they fit in. We all kind of come together and, like, discuss it amongst ourselves every now and then. I've held a lot of different roles over XR. For Perth Stops for Climate specifically, I'm actually emceeing on the day. So if you come along, you will see me there. I'm hopefully doing well. I've also done some media spokesperson roles, and I've done some content creation and action planning, stuff like that.
Beautiful. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of hats being worn, which I understand.
Yeah,
it's absolutely necessary with movements like this, so I totally understand. So Perth Stops for Climate is the name of the rally that's happening on Monday, and it is going to be an action. Kelly, how did this come about? How was the organisation of this? Why, a year ago, did you want to do this?
Right. Well, actually, James is one of the people who came up with the idea for Perth Stops for Climate, or, like, the basis of, like, how it's actually going to work. So I kind of feel like this question is better directed at him.
James, go for it.
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
That's okay. So I just really would like to know how Perth Stops for Climate came about. The idea for it and the action planning for it. Why did you want to hold this action?
Well, yeah, so we'd just came out of COVID, and that really put a dampener on XR and a lot of climate act sort of movement things going on. So I guess the first idea was we needed numbers. So we came up with an idea called a critical mass rally, where you have people signed up prior to the rally who are ready to go as soon as we give them notice. So over the past year, literally it's been a year since we came up with it, we've just been getting people signed up who are really motivated, really to hit the streets with us. And then about 2 months ago, we've set the date. There's going to be lots of things going on at the rally. There's going to be speeches from the union movement. There's going to be speeches.
There's lots going on. There's lots happening.
Yeah. And we got musicians as well.
Great.
Lucy Peach and Tim and Cecilia.
Yeah, beautiful. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. So an action like this, like you've designed, for somebody who maybe, you know, doesn't know about sit-in actions or mass call to actions like this that you've just talked about, could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so, well, MAT actions are basically, disrupting business as usual and causing a stir in the city, trying to get the media bored and reporting on this issue, because it really is a critical issue, and it sometimes get how urgent climate action is. So this is really about bringing focus back to the urgency of the matter and addressing some important issues like stopping climate fossil fuel subsidies, which is a really big issue going on right now. I think they account for $11.6 billion of federal spending. And stopping no new fossil fuel projects, like the massive Burrup Hub, for example.
With things like this, you're obviously trying to touch on quite a lot of issues. You're trying to broadly address climate change as an issue that needs to not only be, you know, noticed and paid more attention to, but you're also trying to, as you just said, you know, highlight certain things that might be going on in the space. Other than those things that you've talked about, are there any things that you're really wanting to touch on, really wanting to get media attention on, Kelly?
Yeah, right. So like James said, the two key messages that we want to come out of this rally are to stop approving new fossil fuel projects and to stop subsidising fossil fuels in general. So this is actually quite, there's quite a lot of information about this out there, but I feel like people aren't hearing it. And I think that's kind of a little bit by design, because our government is kind of in the pocket of the fossil fuel companies. They don't really want people getting mad about this and standing up and fighting it. But there's actually about $22,000 per minute spent on fossil fuels. That was over the last financial year that was spent by our government. And currently we actually have 116 fossil fuel projects just waiting for approval. And we're trying to draw attention to this issue because we know that the latest IPCC report has just come out. And one of the key statements that they made, and this actually really shocked me, like I'm actually a scientist myself, but I didn't know this. So all of the fossil fuel projects in the world, existing and planned, currently have a remaining lifetime carbon emissions budget of about 150 gigatons of carbon. But the IPCC report has actually stated that anything more than 510 gigatons is going to put us way over that 1.5 degree like global temperature rise limit that we actually need to maintain a survivable planet. So we're really trying to draw attention to this issue that's happening right here in Australia and especially WA with the government's increased support of fossil fuels and the industry and the players like Woodside and BHP and Rio Tinto.
Absolutely, and it is important to get that attention and media attention, so spotlighting these issues is definitely something that is important. Now, by spotlighting these issues, what are you hoping to achieve? What are you hoping will change? How are you hoping to get that conversation going?
Right, yeah. So, as James sort of mentioned, like the point of a lot of these mass rallies is to draw attention to the issue and to get media involved and to spread the message even further. So there's actually a lot of science, or like there's a political scientist called Dr. Erica Chenoweth, and one of her key studies or key findings is that to ignite change in any population or any system, you only need about 3.5% of the population to actively stand behind a cause, so like to come along to these rallies, to stand up and fight, to say, no, we're not going to let this go ahead. And that will affect change. And we've seen that in the past with peaceful protests having great successes in other places around the world. So really that's what we're hoping to achieve, is to keep ramping up the people that are coming along, the people that are informed about these issues, that care. And I know that it can be so difficult to get over that like almost debilitating feeling of like loss or grief when it comes to thinking about the future. But action really is the cure for those feelings. And coming along to rallies like this, you feel empowered as an individual. And we're just ordinary people. Like, we're nobody special. Anybody can do what we do.
It's pretty important to, you know, acknowledge that overwhelming feeling, and that is something that comes with a lot of climate anxiety and climate grief, is this sort of position you find yourself in where you feel a little bit overwhelmed by information. For people wanting to get involved with something like this or participate, what can they expect if they head down to the Supreme Court Gardens on Monday? James?
Hopefully it'll be a bit of carnival atmosphere. We've got the awesome drummers who will be, you know, playing some atmospheric tunes to go along with our chants. And there'll be some great speeches, some things you haven't heard about regarding the climate. There'll be some passionate chants and songs as we march through the city. And then after that, there's going to be some songs from musicians, which we've got lined up. So that includes Lucy Peach, as I've mentioned. And, yeah, we'll have some food as well and some yarns and get to know each other.
Gorgeous. So people looking to come down and participate in the action can expect to participate in, you know, chants and just the presence of being there, right? So is there going to be any direct actions that are going to be taking place in Supreme Court Gardens, or is it more of a rally and a celebration and a focus on climate crisis and change?
A bit of both.
Okay.
We will be starting at the Supreme Court Gardens, but then we will be marching through the city.
Okay, great.
And then there may be some direct action, but I can't speak too much about that.
Okay, I understand. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the record today, James and Kelly. If people want to find out a little bit more about Extinction Rebellion, obviously they can head to the website. We'll make sure to link that on RTRFM's website. But if they want to find out a little bit more and get involved, people who maybe haven't been involved before and they're a little bit threatened, what would you say to them?
Do you mind if I take this one, James?
First, as long as we mentioned that it's at 10 a.m., for those who don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll definitely pop a little bit more about the info after we have a chat. But, Kelly, what for people who don't, you know, participate in rallies or maybe haven't participated in rallies before, if they're listening to this and they do want to participate, what would you say to them if they're first time?
Yeah, well, I would say 100% Extinction Rebellion is never going to ask you to do something that you are not comfortable doing. We're all trained. We're all there for you. We're going to have well-being supporters there on the day, making sure everybody is happy and comfortable and safe, most importantly. I myself was exactly like that before I joined XR. I was very nervous about doing anything like this. But I honestly cannot tell you how empowering it feels to be a part of a movement like this and to feel like you're actually making change and doing something in the face of these feelings we talked about before. So I promise you, you will be safe and you will never, never feel like you're being asked to do anything that you don't want to do. So come along and be a part of this community.
Thank you so much, Kelly. So if you do want to get down, you obviously can. Head down 10 a.m. Monday the 17th of April. That's this coming Monday. It's at the Supreme Court Gardens in the city. And obviously, as James mentioned, there will be a bit of a march as well. So it will be moving around. Thank you so much, James, for joining us on the record.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No problem. And thanks, Kelly. It's been a great way to hear about first time and what's going to be included on the day.
Oh, good.
James and Kelly from XRWA, Extinction Rebellion, Western Australia, talking about the Perth Stops for Climate rally coming this Monday to the Supreme Court Gardens.